This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We are going to slide into the macroeconomic news this Thursday with a little bit of industrial chicken and egg. First, we learned this morning from the Federal Reserve. They track all kinds of things, not just interest rates, you know. Anyway, the Fed told us that manufacturing output in this economy shrank 0.5% in September over a month earlier. Not in and of itself a ginormous deal, but you roll that in with the trade war and global slowing, and it is yet another thing to keep an eye on. Item number two, General Motors. Clearly, the five-week-long United Auto Workers strike that took GM's factories out of production contributed a bit to the manufacturing slowdown. How much? Not quite clear, hence the chicken and egg. But on that story, General Motors, workers got some details today about what could be their next union contract. The UAW released a summary this morning. Marketplace's Jack Stewart looks at what GM workers are considering now.
Anthony Smith is a third-generation GM worker. He's been on strike with thousands of others over issues like the company's use of temp workers.
These people are putting in all the same work we are, and they're not getting hired.
Smith was on the production line at Lordstown for nearly a decade. He transferred to Spring Hill, Tennessee, before Lordstown closed. Now the temps he works with will become permanent after 2 years on the job, according to the union. But Smith is concerned to see that a parts depot in California, which employs 55 people, will close. That's on top of the closures in Lordstown, Baltimore, and Warren, Michigan that were announced last year.
The UAW told us there would be no concessions in this, and I obviously see that as a concession of closing anything and affecting any worker.
GM did agree to keep a Detroit factory open. Smith wants to see all the details, but right now this deal doesn't sound like it was worth striking for.
Absolutely not. It seems like we got what GM put out there that they offered hours before we went on strike.
Kristen Gichak from the Center for Automotive Research says, no, workers didn't get everything they wanted, but...
That's how collective bargaining usually works, is that the result is somewhere in the middle and not everybody loves it, but they can live with it.
Art Wheaton from the Worker Institute says strikers have to be practical, and this deal does come with a signing bonus of up to $11,000.
If you've gone 5 weeks without getting a paycheck or just getting the $250 per week strike pay, having that ratification one can help them get caught up on their bills.
After GM's deal is approved, attention will turn to Ford and Fiat Chrysler, but Wheaton says those two contracts will be very similar to this one. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.